Okay, we are Simen Pei Dalet, starting Sif Ches. Okay, Sif Ches is the first halacha about checking vegetables if you're not sure if there's bugs in them. Okay, until through halacha Zayin was when you knew there were bugs in something, what you have to do. And now halacha Ches starts with when you're not sure. So we do the first part of the halacha, which is Kol Mini Peri Shadarkim Hasliya Kasheheim Chubarim. If you have fruits that are get infested when they're attached to the ground, that means to say, I don't know that this specific fruit has any bugs in it, but it's a kind of fruit that typically gets infested when it's attached to the ground. Attached to the ground is worse, meaning because then those bugs are usher. You can't eat them until you check the fruit even on the inside. Maybe there's a worm or a bug inside. If the fruit sat for 12 months after you pulled it off the tree, you could eat it without checking. Any bug that doesn't have bones to it, little bugs, don't last for 12 months. So if you let it sit for 12 months, you know that the bug that's in there is gone, and you're allowed to eat it. Okay, so that part of it
decomposes.
So the end part of it, we're not going to talk about now. We're actually not even going to talk about it. It's a halacha test. But I mentioned it, because you'll see why I mentioned it over here. So this is the first part of the din says.
Can you explain just... If something is attached to the ground, and it is known in the past to have an infestation, so now you don't know if it does or it doesn't, and you're going to look. And then you said that you have to look in the inside. I never checked a strawberry on the inside.
So it means it's places where bugs can get on the inside. Talking about kind of fruits, you have to check where the bugs can be.
You're not just checking about it. You said that.
It's a kind of fruit that potentially can be infested. We don't know, but it's a kind that in the past people have found this kind of fruit has bugs in it. So you have to check it.
But worms inside.
In this case, that's where the problem is. The worms are inside. Okay. So I'm going to start just by talking about the fact that, to me, it's interesting that it's a machoikas whether there's even a gemara that says you have to check vegetables. Okay. I'm not trying to say that anybody thinks you don't have to check vegetables. If there's enough of an infestation, you have to check them. But I'm going to explain to you that there's actually a machlokes with how to read a certain gemara. The only gemara that maybe says you have to check vegetables, not even everyone thinks that that's what the gemara says. Okay, so to me that's interesting.
Well, what's the shaila in checking or not checking according to the gemara? If there's a bug, you have to get rid of it.
We're not talking about that there is a bug. You pick up a head of lettuce. Do you know that you don't know there's a bug in here? You know in the past that lettuce often enough has a bug in it.
But if I don't know how I want to ask the question, if is there's a stira between not a stira but a difference between something that historically has had at times bugs and something that historically hasn't had bugs?
Yes. I mean, if I know that there was a bug in this lettuce, I saw the bug in there, I have to do one thing. But if I have just a head, I go into the store and I pick up a head of lettuce, I don't know if there are bugs in there or there's not. But I know, like in the U.S., historically, that lettuce, often enough, has bugs in it. So my approach to that is very different. I don't know that there's something in that's no good. It's possible. So I have to check it. And that's what the next bunch of halachos is, that I do have to check it. But my requirement to check it is not as serious as if I knew there was a bug in there. I don't know there is. I'm just, from experience, have a feeling that there's a possibility that there's something in there. Okay? And yeah, so the Gemara says like this.
But that doesn't change the fact that when you say the Gemara doesn't say explicitly, or at least according to some, that you need to check. Is that going on... You need to check, or is that going on that it's mutter or usher to eat the bug if it's there?
No. Whether you need to check. Of course you're not allowed to eat the bug. No, that term says you're not allowed to eat the bug. My question is, you don't know that there's a bug there. Just maybe there is, maybe there isn't. So we all know, of course, you have to check it. What do you have to do? If you can't eat it. So to me it's interesting that it might not even be said that straight out in the Gemara. You would think that should be spoken out. That you do it. Here's a couple of halachas. You have to check things. So, okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the way our reading of the Gemara is, it says, Hani Tamri Tekada, have to be checked. Until they're 12 months old, you can't eat them. Okay? What are Tamri Tekada? Okay, that's a machlokes. Rashi says that the word is Tekada, and the word Tekada means that dates that come in a barrel, okay, or in a jug, okay? So those have, and Rashi says, they are known to have bugs inside of them, and therefore you have to check them. You can't eat them for 12 months unless you make sure there's no bugs. So Tesis is very surprised. Right? He says, he's not even convinced, he's back and forth as whether dates actually come in jugs. It's an unusual case. And if we're talking about something that has bugs in it, why do you want to get into such a very specific case of dates that have bugs in it? Why don't you just say anything that has bugs in it? If you know there's bugs in it, well, why do they might have to get such a very specific case like that? So Tesis learns, Tesis says that the word is not the kadav, it's the karim, okay? And that word means that they were infested. Okay? Tesis proves that word, the karim, means that they were infested. Okay, so Tesis learns that the Gemara Tesis agrees to Rashi that the Gemara is talking about a case with this a thing in front of you that you know is infested. They have a question as to the wording of how you should say it, but they both say the Gemara is talking about something that you know is infested. That means to say is that both of them hold that this Gemara doesn't say a word about what we want. We want to see in this Gemara that you have to check things that you don't know if there's infested. Both Rashi and Tesis learn that the Gemara is specifically talking about a case that you know there was bugs. Okay, the Ran has like Rashi, that it's in a jug. And he says, if it was infested, he says, if you knew it was infested, why wouldn't the Gemara just say it like Tesis? Why wouldn't the Gemara just say it? If you knew that there are bugs inside, why wouldn't you say that? So he says is that it's not, the point is that the dates that come in a barrel are exactly the kind of case that we want, which is something that sometimes has bugs and sometimes it doesn't have bugs. And I don't know whether my sample does or doesn't have bugs. So the Gemara is saying is, in that kind of a case, it's the kind of thing that sometimes has bugs and sometimes doesn't, you're mechuyev to check it. So according to the Ran, the Gemara is actually speaking out that you're mechuyev to check things if you don't know if they have bugs or not. Okay, and the Ran brings the Rambam, who, he said the Rambam learns like he does also, because the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, if you have fruits that sometimes have bugs in them, you have to check them. And if fruits sit for 12 months, after they came off the ground, then you can eat them also. Okay, which is exactly what our Shulchan Aruch said. It said, first, you have to check them, and then it said, if it sits for 12 months. He said, why did the Rambam put those two halachas right next to each other? Why did he put them, juxtaposition of those halachas tells us that he read those as the two lines in the Gemara. The Gemara was saying is if it's possible that it has a bug in it, and it's you can't eat it unless it sits for 12 months, then he puts those 12 halachas next to each other, which is exactly the way our Shulchan Aruch does it, that he passes like that one. Okay, now, there's another machlokes. I mentioned this last time. There's another machlokes that the Gemara says two different things. If you know that there are bugs, or if you know that the bugs would come when they're on the ground, then you mechuyev to take them off. What happens if you're not sure about both of those? I'm sorry, if you don't know about one of them, you also have to check it. What happens if you don't know about both of them? You don't know if there are bugs in them, and you don't know if the bugs come when it's attached to the ground. Maybe they came in off the ground. So the Ran says, in that case, you have to be machmer. Even if you have both sfeikas, you have to be machmer. The other Rishonim, Rashi tells us for sure, say, and the other Rishonim also, all seem to say you only have to be machmer for one of those things at a time. And we mentioned last time that Shulchan Aruch passes like the other Rishonim, not like the Ran. So you only mechuyev to check for if there's one of the problems, not if there's both. Okay, put that on the side for a second.
Hello.
Can I
call you back? Thank you.
Okay. So, if I could just back to where we were, which is, I'm not trying to say that Rashi or Tosfos doesn't agree with what we said here in Shulchan Aruch. Everybody agrees that if you have a question that something may have a bug in it, you have to check it. I'm just pointing out that according to Rashi and Tosfos, there isn't, to my knowledge, maybe it's someplace else, to my knowledge, there isn't a Gemara that says straight out, you have to check things that are possibly infested. According to other Rishonim, which is actually the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, it's actually a Gemara that says that. But according to some people, there may not actually be a Gemara, which to me that's surprising. Okay, so we're going to go to another topic. Since this is the first halacha talking about checking for vegetables, before we do the...
Can you just explain something?
Go ahead.
If you put something into a pail, a jar, a keg, casket, if there's a possibility of bugs, why would you put it in there? Why wouldn't you check them? If it's a possibility, not a bad day, a possibility, why would anybody put it into the barrel without even checking? I mean, it just doesn't register.
Because the dates came from Tunisia, and the guys in Tunisia put them into barrels, and that's they sent it to you. And now you got a barrel full of dates. Why are you asking a question? That's what happened. You got it. I don't know why you did it. That's just what happened.
No, I thought you were talking about something.
You did it yourself?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Oh, kaka, that's what sort of happened. I can't...
It's okay, now I understand.
It's just, you're stuck with it. That's just, maybe it would have been smart to check it before. Okay, so the I want to talk about checking vegetables on Shabbos. Okay, which is not, it's not in these halachas at all. In the halachas, our halacha, Simon is just about checking vegetables, but this is the first time we're talking about checking vegetables, so I'm going to talk about that.
Nothing else to talk about, so.
No, actually, the end of halacha is actually quite busy, but I figured we might as well do it at some point. Okay, it comes up. And things like this. There's three potential issues with checking vegetables and chaps. Okay, the first one is butter. Okay, barer means you're not allowed, if you have good and bad mixed together, you're not allowed to separate them from each other on Shabbos. Okay? So the Taz says in Hilchos Shabbos, that if you have a bug in your food, bug in the drink, it's barer to take the bug out of the drink. Okay? And the only way you're allowed to take it out is if you take some of the liquid with it. You can't just take the bug out by itself, you have to take some liquid also. The Behetiv over there, in Shulchan Aruch, brings a Maritz someone who says that can take the bug out by itself, because the bug that's floating on top of the water is really not part of the drink. It's not mixed into the drink.
You could take it.
You can't. The Maritz only says you're allowed to take it out. It's not considered mixed together. And you're allowed to take it out. So you're not separating means you're taking the good from the bad from the good, or the good from the bad. Here they're not mixing together with each other. Okay, they're just separate things from each other. You're not taking it out. The Mishabur is Machner, like the Taz to say that you're not allowed to do. Okay? So according to that, you would think that a person who finds a bug on their lettuce would have the same thing. We would say like the Taz, that's considered mixed together, and you're not allowed to take it off. Okay, you would think according to the Taz that should be burros. Okay, but the thing is like this: the Chazanish says, now I wasn't around when this happened, but they say that when this piece of Chazanish was printed, it made a very big tumult out in the world. Okay, I wasn't even born when the Chazanish was alive, but they say it was a big tumult when this thing was printed. Okay, the Chazanish says, the Chazanish says that the Taz and the Maritzon really agree with each other. Okay, everybody thinks that the Taz and the Maritzon disagree with each other, but he says no, they don't agree with each other. Really, they both agree that an insect inside of water are not considered mixed
on
together.
Top of
it. An insect floating around in your cup,
yeah, right.
In your
not,
cup.
Not submerged.
I'm not sure if that makes a difference, but the insect that's floating around in your water is not considered, it's like, really, the Maritz Olam is correct that they're not considered to be mixed together. There is no, the psoilus and the oichal, the bad and the good, are not mixed together. Okay, but the reason why there's butter is because the insect, where it's sitting, the actual insect, if you looked at the insect by itself, between its legs, like within the fold of the insect, there's little bits of water. That water is considered to be mixed together with the bug. The rest of the soup is not mixed together. It's obvious that the bug and the water are separated from each other. But right around the legs itself, if you look, you know, between the wings, all the little spots in there, there's little droplets of water. That water is the mixed together with the bug. So therefore, he says like this: the reason why the Taz says to scoop out some water is not because. I don't know what he said. It's not because if you take out some oichel, then you can take out the psoilus also. He said there's no such heter. Most people don't say in the Taz is that you're taking some oichel also. He says there's no heter to take oichel also. He says, but the reason why the Taz says it is because the drops of water that are around the bug, those drops of water and the bug, that's the taruvus. If you scoop out water around it, you've removed the entire taruvus. Okay, the issur of butter is when two things are mixed together, you can't take one out of the other. But if you take the entire mixture, lift up the whole mixture, then that's not butter. Butter is to separate them. You didn't separate them. They're still mixed together. So if you scoop out the bug with the water around it, you've gotten out the bug and the water. You've gotten out the entire taruvus you took out the whole thing. So you didn't separate good from bad. The good and the bad are still mixed together where they were. And that's why you're allowed to move it out. Okay, it's not because you're taking some oichel with it, but because maybe this is very subtle. It's not the oichels with it. It's that if you take them together, then you've taken out the entire mixture, and then you're not separating one from the other.
That's in general for burger.
Yes, he says explains that. He says people think the Taz means to say is that there's a special heter if you take some oichel with it.
Uh-huh.
He said there's no such heter. He says there's no such thing. He says the only thing is that if you didn't separate the good from the bad, you didn't do anything wrong. So you didn't separate the good from the bad because good and bad are, you've got the whole good and bad together. So what did you do? You separated liquid from liquid. That's no burger. It's the same thing. Okay. So he says you're allowed to do it. Okay, so Shmiru Shabbos Kol Chatzer.
It's multiplied by lettuce since it's not you do the other
side. Right, I'm getting to it. Okay, so Shmiru Shabbos, that's what the Chatzer says about the Taz and Meretzon. So, the Shmiru Shabbos Kol Chatzer says like this. So if you have a bug floating around in your water, in your soup, okay, you should scoop it out. If you have a whole bunch of bugs in your soup, he says then the chasunish would not be mekel. Okay, if you have a whole bunch of bugs, now the whole soup is a tarugus. Okay, not just now it's not. If it's just one bug, we say there's no tarugus because the bug is very distinct from the soup. So the only tarugus is the bug with the little liquid right around it. So then by scooping that, you're okay. If there's 50 bugs in your soup, then I don't know if you want to eat any help, but if there's 50 bugs in your soup, then then the whole soup is a tarugus at that point, and then you can't scoop them out one at a time. Okay, then forget, then it's hopeless, you can't do it again. He says, he thinks the chazish would make up to it. Really, the chazish basically says to himself, well, right nearby, he says the same things. Now, what happens if you have a bug that's, I'm still saying for Shmir Shabbos, if you have a bug that's relatively big, sitting on your lettuce, then you don't have to take any lettuce with it. Is it? Because there's no tarugus. What the Chazanish said was that there's only tarugus if there's something mixed right together with the bug. There's nothing mixed together with the bug because the bug is sitting on top of your lettuce. Okay, so he says, then you're allowed to take it off. Okay, we're going to talk about the muksa part of it in a second. But you're allowed to take it off by itself. You don't have to take lettuce with it because that there's no tarugus over there. He says, what happens but if you have a very small bug? Okay, a very small bug that's sitting on top of lettuce, then he says you have to take some of the lettuce off. Because then, even though they are technically, the lettuce and the bug are separated from each other, since they're so hard to separate from each other, they are considered terrorists. His words are, the Maritzlan says, L'shayach brer el masha tzarek l'fashvesh u'l'varer, the liver. Okay, something you have to look for very carefully is considered to be mixed together. So even though technically they're separate pieces, since you would have to look really hard to separate them from one another, therefore, so the very small bugs are considered to be a tarugus with the lettuce, and then you'd have to take some of the pieces of lettuce also, off with it also. Okay. Now, that's if you're taking it off by hand. You take the piece of lettuce, and you're trying to pull the bug off or scoop it out of your soup. Okay. Ramosh has a tshuva about what happens if you want to wash your lettuce off. Instead of doing it by hand, you want to wash it off. Ramosh says, that's not butter. If you wash it off and the bugs come off, that's not butter for two reasons. First of all is butter is only when you do something derech butter, and this is derech rechitza, okay, whatever that's supposed to mean. And the second is that most people, Ramosh says, if you're rid of dirt, he says most people would eat lettuce with a little dirt on it anyhow. If there's a general rule by butter, it's only butter if you're separating it in a way that makes it from inedible to edible. Here, anybody would eat it anyhow, so you're allowed to wash them off. Okay. So Rav Moshe says you need both of these things to make it mutter. Okay. And Rav Moshe is talking about if you need both of them, then it wouldn't work when you want to get a bug because people would not eat it with the bug on. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's mutter even if just one. Even if you do kol derech chitz is good enough. The fact that you're washing it off, and that's not the way of butter. Derech butter means that you separate the things from one another so that you could then eat it at a later time, as opposed to derech ruchita, which is along the lines of what people say, that things that are derech achila is mutter, then you're allowed to do it. So here, derech ruchita, that's mutter. So Rav Moshe says that it's okay, and Shmuel Shabbos says it's okay. Ravai says that Rabbi Yashar thought that was not okay. So wherever that puts you. Okay? So from the butter side of it, we had, summarize for a second on the butter. From the butter side we had, if the bug is in a liquid, a person's supposed to scoop out some of the liquid together with the bug. If the bug is on a piece of lettuce, it's not on liquid, it's on something dry, so the Shmir Shabbos said, based on the Chazanish, that if it's bigger, you could just take it off by itself, and if it's very small, that it's so hard, you have to like look for it to find it, then you have to take off with a piece of lettuce with it also. And Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman said that if you're going to rinse it, then that's not proper at all to rinse it off. Okay. Let's go to Muktzah. The rule is that animals are considered Muktzah. Again, Hilchos Shabbos, animals are considered Muktzah. So you would think, the simple understanding would be, again, that insects on your vegetables would be Muktzah also. Okay, you think that if you have an insect on your vegetable, well, just like my cat is usher, my cat is mukta, you'd say that my insects on the insects on my vegetables are mukta also. But Chazanish again, not in the same place. A different Chazanish says, no, he doesn't think that that's a chashash for that. And the reason is like this. The Chazanish says that a person is sometimes allowed to move a little bit of mukta in order to eat their food. Chazal permit that. Here's his words. He says, Olchel ham'ukav al yidei mukta, meaning food that you can't eat because there's something mukta preventing you from eating it, mutta lahafresh ham'ukta me ha'olchel, v'loi choshev tiltu mukta, elo tikun olchel, v'loi gozhu chacham hazeh mishum mukta. Okay? So the Chazanish says,
there's nothing,
okay, I don't remember the riots that the Chazanish has. He has riots, maybe that is a riot. I'm not sure if that's right, because there it's, right now it's olchel. That's the way you get the food. Maybe that's true. I'm not sure. I don't remember what his riots were. But he has riots. You're allowed to move a little bit of mukta if that's preventing you from eating your food. Okay. And also the Chazanish says, there's a different thing. There's something called, there's a rule that something, a graf sharei, when something is mukta means it has no use to you, then you're not allowed to move it. But if something is disgusting to you, then there's a special heter of graf sharei. You're allowed to move things that are disgusting to get it out of the way. So he says here, it's like that also. The graf sharei is preventing you from getting your thing you want to. So it has that heter to it. Also, Mishnah Berurah says something like that also in Shin Ches. Okay. So this whole thing that you're allowed to move mukta, a little mukta to get your food out, is quite a chiddush. So Shmir Shabbos says it's better to avoid it if you could. Okay? It's better to avoid the mukta, which would mean is the way to avoid it is to take a piece of lettuce to it. So we talked about beforehand about whether it's barer, whether as the barer shaboy you have to take a piece of lettuce, as the mukta shaboy, Shmuel Shabbos says it's better to take a piece of lettuce with it that we don't have
to. Well, if you're doing the rinsing, then that's till the
clock. Right, till rinsing for sure. Okay, but the rinsing had, that's correct. There's a rinsing solves that problem. If you want to do it, but you hold up a piece of lettuce in your hand and you have the bug there. We have one more problem to deal with in 1 second. You're holding the bug in the lettuce in your hand. There's the bug over there. So from a barer, you might have been able to take the bug off. But from the mukta of it, Shmuel Shabbos is saying it's better to take off a piece of lettuce out of it. Okay, what did you say? Now, the last thing is whether you're killing the insect. Okay, and there, that is also to kill the insect. So that's the third problem with checking vegetables on Shabbos, is potentially that you might kill the vegetables. From that side, you're better off ripping the bug off rather than rinsing him off. Okay? Unless he's gone already. If he's dead, then that's okay. But if he's still alive, then the advantage is to take the bug off or take the piece of lettuce with it. Okay? So for the barer shaboy, there may have been situations where you're allowed to actually take the bug off by itself without the lettuce. Sometimes yes and sometimes not. From the mukta shaboy, Rosh Hashanah said it's better to take off a piece of lettuce with it also, rather than take the bug itself also. If you'd rinse it, you may be better off from the barer, because Rosh Hashanah said you were allowed to rinse it off. And for sure better from the mukta side of it. But from the killing the insect side of it, then you're worse off. Obviously, because the water is going to kill it.